The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making time for us here in your day and part of your due diligence as you look at small and microcap stocks to add to your portfolios and watch lists. And to that end, we're speaking with Laredo Oil Incorporated. The company's traded on the OTC under the ticker symbol LRDC, and we are lucky enough to be joined by the chairman and CEO of Laredo Oil, and that is Mark C. Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm Danny Stewart. Yourself?
Doing great. Thanks for taking time to speak with us. Listeners, I want you to follow along and learn more about the company as we conduct this interview. You can do so at Laredo-Oil.com. And of course, visit Investor Brand Network. Click on the Clients tab. There in alphabetical order, you will find Laredo Oil Incorporated. But Mark, for those who may not be familiar with your company yet, could you describe it in the business model and the markets you operate in?
Yeah, great, Stuart. Our business is very simple. We avoid complexity by design. And to answer your question, we're in the oil business, strictly in the oil business. We do have some byproduct natural gas. And I'll take a moment to discuss how we got where we are currently, which drives where we're going. To do that, we have to go back in the past a little bit and how we came up with this business target of being solely a liquids oil producer. That's profitably produced oil. That's our business. It's that simple. So if you look at that, what drove us to that when we founded this company about a little more than 11 years ago, the executives and the board members on average have 30 or 40 years of experience in the oil and gas business. And the conclusion we came to at that time is that just economics 101, supply and demand curve, just two lines, and they cross at a certain point. On the left-hand side of that point where they cross, you're oversupplied, price is down. On the right-hand side where they cross, you're undersupplied, price is up. Where we don't have a Ouija board, we're not prognosticators. Most of us are engineers and very technical people. And the fundamentals of supply and demand pointed exactly where we're at today. And we're short on supply and demand is constant or increasing. So some of the metrics that drive that curve, there's social, there's political, there's ESG, but the fundamentals are still there. And so we looked at this and we said, what's a niche for an oil producer in this sort of outlook for the future, considering that some of the largest companies in the world are oil and gas producers? How do we find a little niche in there? And our niche was twofold. And we've identified over 20 billion barrels of oil just in the domestic United States that the majors and larger independents left behind. Additionally, large independents and majors have to deploy capital in, large quantums, billions of dollars at a time. They can't deploy capital $5 million at a time. So there's also a little opportunity to niche on quality assets that they just go buy. So that was our business target, which moved forward to our strategy when we formed Laredo 11 years ago. And that is to prove up our technology, underground gravity drainage, to recover some of these 20 billion barrels of stranded oil in the domestic United States, and then also to acquire and operate a underutilized smaller asset. And the product of both of those parallel paths are what the company did over the last 11 years. And so to take us to the present, we spent over $100 million on R&D to develop UGD, and that's our long-term strategy. Our short-term strategy is on underutilized assets that we can come in, operate, increase production, drive down costs, and be profitable in the oil business. So after those 11 years of our business, it takes us to where we are right now, which drives our current business model, which we're currently deploying and putting in practice. And that's this contrarian approach. So in the short and medium term, we are out acquiring niche assets that are smaller and but are very meaningful to a company of our size that's executing and growing. You know, 1,000, 2,000 barrels a day is meaningless to Chevron. It's significant and very accretive to a company our size. That's our focus. And so we've been successful here in acquiring this acreage and operating these underutilized assets. Also, it's our approach. Simplicity versus complexity. Complexity, there's risks and there's opportunities too. So simplicity is more, you can de-risk it, you can manage it. It's more executable. Where complexity, there's a lot of opportunity and complexity. If you look at most of the plays and development in the domestic United States right now, fracking, horizontal well drilling, our wells are $1 million each. Those wells, $10, $15, $20 million each. So we can drill 15 wells where they get one. If they have a failure on their one well, they've lost 100% of their investment. We lose one well, we've lost 1/15 of our investment. We've de-risked the situation. Fracking, there's a lot of opposition socially and politically to fracking. We don't frack. We're conventional. We're vertical. Simple. Simple de-risking. So, and then there's so that's the shorter term, medium term strategy of Laredo. The longer term strategy is deploying underground gravity drainage, but we're not going to speak to that now. That's a longer term strategy that we will develop with free cash flow in the future. It's not part of our current plan for 2022.
Well, that's perfect, Mark. What a great and in-depth overview of who your company is and some of your philosophies and how you operate. Let's talk a little bit about geography. As I look back on the news in 2021, I see things about Montana. I know your company's headquartered in the great state of Texas here in Austin, Texas. I say that because I'm also headquartered in Austin, Texas. But with that, tell us a little bit about where the operations are going to be taking place in the future. Let's look at 2022 now.
So for 2022, our focus is strictly in Montana. So this is part of our contrarian approach. It's not one of the core key basins. You know, it's not Marcellus. It's not Permian. It's not the Anadarko Basin. So consequently, the price of poker is a lot cheaper up in Montana. Also, we're in the Williston Basin, the Western Williston Basin. Of course, the Williston Basin is known for the Bakken, a very large play, very successful play. We're a little farther to the west of that. So our business model now is we have assembled about 24,000 acres in this field. What the company is doing in 2022 is threefold. Execution, assets, and revenue. We put together an inventory of drillable locations and acres. And so our plan is to execute. That is drill, create asset value, create revenue, do that continuously. And we've got the inventory to drill through the end of 2022 with the objective at the end of the year to have sufficient free cash flow to fund internally our development program, the inventory of acres and locations that we have for 2023 and moving forward from then.
Well, earlier in the interview, you touched upon the technical background of your team, saying that the team is a little bit more on the technical side of things. Let's talk about the team around yourself, but let's start with you as our guest today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, again, the team around you.
Well, great. So, of course, we're an E&P company, and all E&P companies are broken down into three sort of generalized groups, and that is sort of financial, administrative, engineering, geology, and operations. We have a very sound team in all aspects of that. Myself, I'm an engineer by education, and the early part of my career was dedicated to engineering. Sort of followed the pattern of growth of someone in this career, moved my way up management to the point where I am the chief executive and the chairman of the company. So I have operating and engineering background, but my focus now is on execution, you know, administration and supporting our technical and financial team to move forward with our strategy. A very important aspect of our team is the depth of experience and engineering capabilities and financial experience we have on our team. We have five petroleum engineers in our organization, and fortuitously, a couple of our directors are not only petroleum engineers with 30 or 40 years of experience in the industry, they're also financially and operationally very solid.
Well, Mark, we've talked about the foundation, the team. Now let's talk a little bit about the year that was 2021. As the CEO of the company, as you look back on last year, what do you see as some of the major milestones for the company?
So in the last 2 years, looking at, as I said, on the supply and demand side of the equation, where we're going to be currently, we're in the down cycle a year or two ago, which is the optimal time to go on a sort of an acquisition binge. So we were focused on acquiring acreage and opportunities and oil fields during this down cycle. Consequently, the price was significantly lower. In parallel with that, all of the front-end engineering, reservoir, geologic, regulatory permitting type of tasks associated with developing those assets, we performed, and which took us to the point we are currently, and that is execution and moving forward in 2022.
Well, now let's talk about 2022 one more time, and let's touch on any recent news you'd like the listeners and your shareholders to know more about.
Right. You know, further on from 2022, it's execution, it's assets and revenue. So some of our recent news is in regards to our reserve report and our drilling program. So our reserve report on these sort of low-cost assets that we picked up in the down cycle, we brought in a third-party engineering auditor firm, SEC, and they came up with a more than $40 million valuation on these assets. So that's the reserve side. So our objective in moving forward, and as in our recent news, is to develop that inventory of locations and wells in 2022, increase that asset value in our reserve report, and then also that delivers a revenue stream that our objective is to have free cash flow by the end of 2022.
Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with Mark C., Chairman and CEO of Laredo Oil, traded on the OTC under the ticker symbol LRDC. Visit them at their website, laredo-oil.com, or reach out to the CFO for the company, Bradley Sparks, at 512-961-3801. Mark, I want to thank you so much for your time, your insight, and your candor into your exciting company. We expect great things from you and Laredo Oil here in 2022 and well beyond. And we look forward to speaking with you again as the rubber hits the road and the news hits the press wire right here at Investor Brand Network. Thanks for your time today, Mark.
And thank you, Stuart.
All right. For Mark C., this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be, construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.